Splash. The stories making waves in the sports world. The Splash.
Cannonball coming.
The Splash, brought to you by Presidential Pools, Arizona's number one pool builder. See why at presidentialpools.com.
And we start the Splash for August 15th with, yes, the Arizona Cardinals, who opened their preseason schedule 36-23 win over the Cincinnati Bengals on Friday night. Quarterback Trace McSorley, outstanding, completed 13 of 22 passes for 163 yards and a touchdown, was also the Cardinals' leading rusher on the night. Wide receiver Greg Dortch.
What a Dortch indeed.
Stood out with four catches for 53 yards and a 55-yard punt return. On defense, Victor Dimukeji. What a Dimukeji. He had two sacks on the night. Cardinals did pare down their roster a bit on Sunday. They cut cornerback Breon Borders, defensive lineman Kingsley Kiki, offensive lineman Greg Long, offensive lineman Hagai Undubisi, and running back Ronnie Rivers were all cut. Cardinals back on the practice field. They get ready for their lone home preseason game Sunday against the Baltimore Ravens at State Farm Stadium. And the Ravens bringing that gaudy 21-game preseason winning streak to town with them.
How about that? Yeah.
We'll have a lot on the Cardinals, the ones that played, the ones that didn't play.
See, to me, I step back from this game, and this game is going to be quite a test for all of us, because it was really, as Cliff Kingsbury said in that soundbite, a very clean performance. It was exactly what you might hope to see from the Arizona Cardinals in a preseason game. Then you got to balance it against the time-tested knowledge that all of it means nothing. And this is going to be a tough thing, because there was so much that looked good on Friday.
Yes.
And none of it means anything.
I'm not
okay.
Positive nothing
you
means
should
anything.
Know better.
I should.
You should know
but
better.
But I think there's one element that might actually carry over.
All right.
New York Jets quarterback Zach Wilson on his way to Los Angeles to meet one of his mom's friends. I mean, to have surgery on his knee.
Oh, boy. Wow.
Who's this nurse?
We're in midweek form already.
Wilson injured the knee on a running play in the Jets preseason win over the Eagles on Friday. The team says it's a bone bruise and a torn meniscus. Looks like a 2 to 4 week timetable for the Jets. The other quarterbacks on the roster, Joe Flacco, Mike White, and Chris Streveler. He threw two touchdown passes in that game on Friday night. He did too. Mike Singer of the Denver Post tweeted yesterday, looks like the Nuggets will host the Phoenix Suns on Christmas Day as part of the league's annual quintuple header showcase. It'll be the second straight Christmas Day appearance for the Suns, who dropped a 116-107 decision to the Warriors last December 25th. The other games, according to various reports, Milwaukee at Boston, Philadelphia visiting the Knicks, the Lakers traveling to Dallas, and the Memphis Grizzlies taking on the Golden State Warriors.
No Brooklyn Nets on Christmas Day?
No Brooklyn Nets, and another appearance by the Knicks. And the 33-win Lakers, they get a spot.
That's a joke.
For Valley sports fans, second straight busy Christmas Day. Cardinals will also host Tom Brady and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers that night at State Farm Stadium. You may remember it was a 0-for-2 performance by the Suns and Cardinals last Christmas. The Cardinals lost to the Colts 22-16. D-backs.
I'm just going to tell you, I don't know if we're going to get into it today. Maybe we will. But the more and more that I step back from this Tom Brady thing, the more and more I just wonder, what is this going to mean? This is so unlike him. I mean, this. You know what I mean?
To be away from the team?
Yeah, to be away from a football team like this. Yeah, we'll get into it later.
D-backs get another series win, 7-4 victory over the Rockies at Coors Field. Christian Walker inflicted early damage with an RBI double in the first and then a three-run homer in the third. Tommy Henry was outstanding again. He pitched with a lead, and the rookie gave up just three runs on five hits over 5 1/3 innings for his second major league win. Walker, four hits on the day, his fifth career four-hit contest, first of the season. D-backs have surpassed their win total from a year ago already, 53-61.
What'd you think of those Rockies uniforms?
I've given them time. I've seen them wear them a few weekends. Mm-hmm. They're the worst damn things I've ever seen.
Yeah, they're disgusting. I'm like, ew.
And anybody defending them, I'd hate to see how you dress.
Oh, right. Well said.
They're terrible.
But it looks just like Colorado's license plate. Yeah, so?
That's what we were all clamoring for,
a license plate
jersey.
A license plate uni, yeah.
Thanks a lot. 7-3 in their last 10 games, too, for the D-backs.
So, now, listen, they're seriously one winning streak away from actually flirting with the postseason.
Yeah, I mean, they are within range of catching the Giants, who they play next, and with the expanded, you know, postseason participants list, they do have a chance.
Rattle off six, 7 wins in a row in the very near future, and this could get very interesting around here.
Which is something they haven't been able to do this year.
Yeah.
Those prolonged wins.
I know. Yeah.
Tonight, it's Bumgarner against Cobb, 6:45, first pitch, 6 o'clock pregame here on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station. Mercury wrapped up their regular season with an 82-67 loss to the Chicago Sky, but they knew when they stepped on the floor they had already clinched a playoff berth, thanks to other things that happened in the league. The Mercury will take on the top-seeded Las Vegas Aces in the first round, game one in Vegas Wednesday night. Vegas won all three regular season matchups between the two teams, but the 10th straight year the Mercury have made the playoffs.
And the playoff format in the WNBA is perfect for underdogs, perfect for teams that get hot at the right time. You got a best of three series to start. You win that, you're in the semis.
Yeah, no more single elimination.
Right. No, they've done away with that, which is good, but how shorthanded will they be?
Well, I know.
Don't know if you're going to have Diana Taurasi and Skylar Diggins-Smith's status still up in the air, too. And Will Zalatoris needed a three-hole playoff to hold off Sepp Straka.
What an entertaining end to a golf tournament that was. I know you were sitting around the TV riveted to that.
I saw the exchange in question, where Will Zalatoris hit a shot that you could hit a billion times and never get that result again.
Unbelievable. It was really, truly, for a couple of no-name dudes at the top of a leaderboard, it was really great stuff.
Yeah, he wins the St. Jude Championship in Memphis. First PGA Tour win comes in the first of three legs of the FedEx Championship. Next stop, Wilmington, Delaware, for the BMW Championship. And that gets underway on Thursday. There you go.